You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a magnetic field? Have you ever noticed that one magnet will attract or repel another magnet, even when they're not touching, causing the second magnet to move? A magnet has a force that extends beyond the magnet itself. This invisible force is called a magnetic field. Magnetic fields have two main properties when studied by a scientist. The first is called the direction. You can see this with a compass. The compass needle is influenced by a magnetic field, and a needle will point north. The second property is the magnitude. Now, this property is also called strength. It relates to how strong the magnet is, or how strong the magnetic field is, and how strongly the compass needle stays pointing along a direction, such as north. The magnetic fields that you're probably most familiar with are of three sources. The first is what's called a permanent magnet. This is the kind of magnet you have at home, school, or science fair projects. Whether it's rectangular or a horseshoe shape or round, it's made from a material that can be magnetized, such as iron or nickel or a lodestone. The second kind of magnet producing a field is an electromagnet. An electromagnet is produced when an electric current passes through a wire. When the current is on, it's magnetic and produces a magnetic field. Turn it off, no current, no magnetic field. Examples would be the MRI machine at hospitals or magnetic cranes at recycling plants. Finally, the third and most famous magnet you know that makes a field is our own planet, Earth. Earth's magnetic field is produced by moving currents which are within the liquid core. This field extends well past our planet out into space. Here are some experiments to try at home to learn a little bit more about magnetic fields. First, get a flat, horizontal, or bar magnet, as it's called, and a compass. Place the magnet on the table and then move the compass around the magnet and note the direction the needle points. This is the property of direction we discussed a little while ago. Next, magnetic fields are related to the magnet's shape, strength, and position. See what happens if you experiment with shape. Place two bar magnets near each other, but not touching. Then try it with two round ones, and then one of each. See what happens. Finally, experiment with position. Place the two bar magnets directly on top of each other. Can you feel that magnetic field? What do you see the magnets themselves do as you place one on top of the other? And then turn one over, or turn one 180 degrees so it's facing the other way. What do you feel now? Well, we've just learned a little bit about magnetic fields. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.